Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to yet another episode of the Philly Mick and Hump Show. I am your host, the Philly Mick.
And I'm the Philly Hump.
Welcome, welcome to a beautiful 5 o'clock here on Wednesday, Hump Day.
Hump Day.
And we have about almost 2 weeks until start of training camp.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, 2 weeks till training camp, 2 weeks till the Major League Baseball trade deadline. You know, lots of things happening over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Today,
definitely,
a lot of things going on. At the deadline to sign long-term contracts to franchise players, you know, was about an hour ago.
And yeah,
it looks like everybody got in under the wire. Well, all the big ones that we expected.
Yeah, unfortunately, Dez signed quite the big deal with Dallas.
Yeah. After rumors over the last few days, and I don't know if it was just local rumors around here, had circulated that Dez Bryant had said if he didn't sign a long-term deal, his intention was to hold out, and somehow, you know, when he became a free agent, was he wanted to sign here in Philadelphia.
Well, I think everything but that last part was definitely true.
Well, maybe that was just some local guys trying to play it as, you know, him and DeMarco Murray have been talking about him coming here. And
yeah, well, you know, that certainly could have been something, but obviously he signs a 5-year deal worth $70 million, about $50 million guaranteed.
I'd say he's going nowhere.
Well, one can only hope that, you know, in the long run, this hurts Dallas somehow, so.
Yeah, I don't know how cap-friendly that deal is. So
probably not too much.
No.
But
so hopefully it traps them so they can't sign any good players. They start losing some of the guys off that offensive line. And, you know, Tony Romo's back acts up and the whole deck of cards falls apart for the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, yeah, I think either way, if Romo goes out, Dallas is stuck.
Oh, yes. Well, much like any team, I think. You lose your starting quarterback, you're in trouble. But I think the Cowboys are one of those teams where I think it would hurt more than most teams.
Probably. Yeah, they do rely on him quite a bit, but. Well, I was going to say, if you're out there listening live, we appreciate it. Many ways to get in touch with us. You can always check us out on Facebook at the Philly Mick and Hump Show group page. You can tweet at us at @_Philly_Mick or _Hump. Check us out there. You can always find us on iTunes. You can find us on Blog Talk Radio. You can call into the show at 347-989-0699. And, be part of the show. So we got a lot to discuss. It's been a little bit since we've been on air. You know, we've, as many people have reported, the rumors are not true. Me and the Hump, we have all 10 fingers. None of them have blown off by fireworks. Yes, no.
No.
Thankfully. Unfortunately, the same cannot be said about some New York football giants.
Yeah, I heard that we narrowly were left off the guest list for that big 4th of July party in Florida for Jason Pierre-Paul. And thankfully, we were left off that guest list. We did not lose any fingers.
Yeah, we were a little upset at first, but now we're so thankful.
Now we're happy. Now we like to portray the stories more. We said no to him as opposed to him not asking us.
Yeah, we could spin it that way. That's fine with me.
Sure.
I was going to say, all joking aside, that does suck.
Yeah.
I've heard part of it is
they want to put, like, a prosthetic there to replace it, but it wouldn't be functional. So, I mean, it
would just
help
be
him
for
at all. He's going to have to learn to play with no index finger on his right hand.
Yeah, somebody who's, you know, a defensive lineman, hands on the, you know, hand in the ground. You know, that certainly could affect his jump off the line.
Sure.
And yeah, it could. You know, he's certainly an all-pro kind of defensive end there. He could certainly become very pedestrian and very quickly.
And I've heard even just to recover from the surgery, the amputation surgery, he will not be ready for any kind of physical activity until October or November.
Well,
you can pretty much count him out this year.
Yeah, just to show you kids, don't play with fireworks. Even as an adult, not safe.
Yep.
Well, enough horrible news.
I mean, to the fact that if he wants to count to 10, he's going to take his shoes off.
Oh, wow. That was mean. That was really mean. Well,
that was even mean for my standards, yeah.
Yeah. I was going to say, Hump, you know, before we start getting into our normal, you know, Eagles talk and all that fun stuff. You certainly don't have to, but if you'd like to share some recent news, you recently took a trip.
Yeah, I took down to Houston, Texas. Where, not worry, people. I did interview with ESPN Radio down there in Houston, but won't be making the trip down. I want to thank the people there at 970 ESPN Radio in Houston, in particular Dave West, who is the talent manager down there. You know, they certainly a first-class organization down there, so I appreciate them giving me the consideration. And, you know, we'll see what happens in the future.
Well, just the simple fact that, you know, getting an interview with ESPN Radio is a huge
deal.
And quite honestly, you know, I'm Houston's now my least favorite city.
Wait, because they asked me and not you?
No, it's not even about that. They're trying to steal you away from me. I don't like that. I don't like people poaching in on our show.
Yeah.
You know,
I never got into discussion of whether or not I could continue doing this show if I were down there.
Well,
I don't know how that would have worked.
What, you didn't get a chance to work me into the conversation?
No. it was mainly, can I get my foot in the door, and then we would have seen about that.
Well, it's funny how that works. Well, yeah, I'm glad that you got the opportunity. And hey, you know, any other place out there would like two diehard sports fans to come and do a show, I think we would.
We maybe get this image of probably our own doing that we're just mainly Philadelphia, in particularly Philadelphia football guys.
Sure.
But we can talk about all the sports. It's just, when you're
doing a
sports talk show, you know, we're
going to
be
because we grew up in Philly.
Eagles.
Yeah, I mean, we grew up in Philly. We live in Philly. We watch every single Eagles game. You know, this is sports are a big part of our lives, and obviously we're going to talk about the sports that are local. So, but yes, that does not mean that we don't know many, many things about, you know, the other cities and their sports teams, and in particular their football teams. So, you know.
Yeah.
But, hey, phone's always here. You know,
sports, and before we do our typical, 40 minutes of Eagles talk, I figure,
what?
You know, we did mention, I know, right? That's never us. We do have 2 weeks left until the Major League Baseball trade deadline.
Yes.
And the Phillies that are potentially on the market, basically it's Cole Hamels, Jonathan Papelbon who are going to get you the most. Guys like Ryan Howard probably won't net you much, even if you pick up most of his contract, because they tried the same thing last year in this past
season.
Right,
but I think
to try and get an ALC to take them on, but
it would behoove them
to keep trying. They should.
Yeah. You know, and I've been hearing Frenchie has been, you know, getting some love out there. You know, even if we could switch him for anything, honestly, is, you know, we really need to rebuild completely and utterly. You know, we got to center our team around, unfortunately now, you know, Franco and probably Nola as our guys moving forward. And
I think the first order of business is to revamp this farm system. And that starts with, and even in the offseason, I think it starts with getting new scouts, obviously a new general manager, because Ruben will be gone at the end of this year's contract is up. And there is no signs that he will be brought back. In fact, signs to the contrary point everywhere.
I think with the you know, with Andy McPhail coming into the organization, you know, I think he's, you know, again, he's going to want to make his mark. And, you know, he's going to want to hire a, you know, I'm hoping they go after kind of a young, up-and-coming GM type, maybe, you know, somebody from, like, the Cardinals organization or maybe even, like, a, you know, a Theo Epstein, you know, underling that could kind of rise up and take control and kind of look at it differently because, you know, we have to build the farm. You know, our farm is very average. It's not the worst, but it's certainly not the best. But
it's definitely somewhere below average.
Yeah, so that's for sure. And, you know, if we're going to be trading Cole Hamels, you know, again, baseball, you know, it's funny. You know, with the team that we have right now, it's not that terrible. It is, but it isn't. You know, you have one or two off seasons.
You don't have any young guys who are going to be coming up and replacing some of the aging veterans.
Right, but if you have one or two good off seasons, throw some trades here and there, go after some people, you know, you could certainly get yourself a decent team to compete for the playoffs. You know, I could easily see the Phillies in the playoffs in 2 years if they make the right moves. But is that really what we want to do at this point? It's basically all going to come down to Cole Hamels. If we can't get at least a major league ready young guy and a potential, you know, top 50 prospect, you know, in AAA, I don't think the Phillies are going to trade Hamels. And if you don't trade Hamels, then you have to build around Hamels and Franco and bring up Nola and bring up some of the youngsters that you do have that may turn into good, some, you know, some good players and trade away the players and the money that you have being tied up and try to, you know, try to get yourself some, you know, not cap relief, but, you know, some money back into the organization.
Yeah.
And, you know, make a run the next two off seasons at, you know, some potential free agents, make the right moves. That's the sign that I see. If Hamels is still here August 1st, then you have to make a play the next two off seasons.
I personally don't think Hamels is going to be here on August 1st, but if he is,
I don't think so either.
Yeah,
but I feel like. The Phillies have the bar set so high for what they expect to have to get him back. Now, think about it. You know, somebody brought up a great point. You know, a couple seasons ago when Jeff Samardzija got traded from the Cubs to the White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he took an extremely long cross-town trip to the other team.
Must have
been really rough for his family.
I'm sure, you know, uprooting, going to the neighboring school district and...
I know, it's terrible.
They may have had to put their house on the market.
I know.
Yeah, because it would have been a 10-minute closer drive if he moves down to the other side of town.
Yeah, it's tough. But But they got back a top 50 quality prospect, shortstop prospect. yeah. who's now, doing his thing and looks all but going to be a great player. And that was for Jeff Samardzija. And no offense to that guy, but
he's a wonderful human being, probably a good father. Like the player Cole Hamels.
No, but the fact of the matter is, yes, you have Cole Hamels, who's a much better pitcher. You have Cole Hamels at a team-friendly salary. You also have Cole Hamels for another year. So you have a lot of good things.
He's in a contract for a few more years after that.
Yeah. Yeah, you might be right. It might be 2 years. I think that the Phillies are going to be very stubborn in what they get back. I still feel like someone will want to pay something for him to what the Phillies would be willing to accept.
Well, yeah, I think definitely. A team like, I'm just reaching, I know that the Texas Rangers were rumored at one time.
Sure.
The Chicago Cubs were rumored.
Sure.
Which
Dodgers.
Is a team I'd like to see them make a deal with, not just because I like the Chicago Cubs, but because they got a lot of young players in their farm system. I'd love to pluck a couple guys out of that farm system, put them in Philly pinstripes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I definitely think that there is a market for Cole, especially with as many teams that are either in first place or in contention. It's hard to say that anybody, who wouldn't plug in a top line starter, and who does? What team doesn't that help?
Right, a World Series MVP.
League Championship MVP. Cole Hamels has done his best work in the past when the pressure has been the most. With the exception of that one playoff, in 2009, Cole Hamels, when there's a big spot, even when we had the four aces, when it came to a big pressure situation, who would you rather have out there than Cole Hamels?
Right. And that's the thing. It's, we have... It seems
he's
like
not
the Phillies right now.
Situations like that here right now.
Right. Yeah, it seems like the Phillies have their left side of the infield set for the future with Franco and with Crawford coming up, did very well in the Futures game, I might add.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised to see him up in September.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either. Looking at, who some of these teams have, I know we talked about Texas, and then the first name that comes up is Joey Gallo. Now, granted, Joey Gallo is a third baseman, but, at this point...
third baseman can learn to play the outfield with me,
right. You grab what you can grab. You figure
out
Mikel
Franco to first and put... Yeah.
Well, I was about to say, one of them can either learn first.
Yeah.
Maybe one of them could, eventually learn second, whatever,
Or
you
learn
can,
an outfield spot, yeah.
Or learn, learn one of the corner outfields. So he's certainly a great name to look at. They have, they have a couple other really nice prospects in their system as well. I think they have a catcher, what does it say? Alfaro or something. He's certainly somebody.
That Phillies need.
Exactly.
Because Ruiz just isn't getting it done right now.
Right. So you look at something like that, and you say, hey, it's probably going to take two of these guys to get Cole Hamels. Now, listen, if you want us to eat a little salary, I'm okay with that. If you want us to throw in, a Jeff Francoeur or whoever, you may be wanting. Personally, I would love to see them throw in Ryan Howard, eat most of Ryan Howard's stack, and trade him off to an AL team, to where Howard could be utilized as the DH, and the rest is history. So,
But yeah, that would be ideal. You can trade Howard off to the American League. You know, even if it's part of, like, whether it be Hamels, Frank, or Papelbon as part of the deal. You know, you basically say, hey, if you take Howard off our hands too, yeah, we'll make it worth your while.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, and that's the thing right now. I'm actually scrolling through the top 100 prospects. Phillies have three.
Yeah, three Nola, Crawford, and who's the third one?
Roman Quinn.
Okay.
Outfielder.
What position is he?
Outfield.
Okay.
But he's, like, close to the bottom, you know?
Well, still.
And don't get me wrong, you know, Crawford's up there. Crawford's up at, like, 15. I think Nola's in the top 30. So, you know, yeah, you have your two top-heavy kind of guys, but, you know, when you look at, you know, you look at, like, say, the Dodgers or the Twins or, let's see, another team that, you know, the Blue Jays, they have two guys each in the top, you know, 15.
Mm-hmm.
Pluck one of them. Maybe go down the line a little bit. Maybe take their third best kind of deal.
Well, and that's the thing. You're about to lose one of those guys off that list because once Nola comes to the big leagues, he's no longer a prospect anymore. Now he's a big leaguer.
Right. You know, and again, if Crawford does the same, you know, he'll bump up, and that's the thing.
Yeah.
Is, you know, you want to get one guy that's ready to make that jump, who's like
mm-hmm.
Nola, who's going to be a late season call up, or maybe even a, you know, as soon as the trade deadline comes, could be somebody,
right,
especially
September
in the, with the Phillies.
Yeah, when your roster expands.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Especially with the Phillies, with the lack of talent and the availability to play, you know, would probably get called up right away. You need somebody like that. And then you need somebody in the AAA system to be able to possibly make the team for next season. So you need to have two
right.
dudes come up by next year for Cole Hamels. And again, if you want to start throwing some other people around, I personally
yeah,
think we
this
need
can't
to get
be
rid
like
of Ryan Howard.
Either way, we trade him for three prospects, one of which, you know, barely scrapes the big league roster, and two, never sniff it.
Right. Now, yeah, we can't do that. We need solid people. We need to somehow try and get rid of Howard so that Ruff can start playing every day at first. You know,
I wouldn't even mind if he ended up dealing Ruff, too, because it's not like he's a young guy. And if you can, if you end up dealing him too, it wouldn't bother me any.
What, Ruff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, I wouldn't mind either. But I always feel I've always felt bad for Ruff. I feel like Ruff never got his fair shake in the majors.
I also feel like with Ruff, you know, if his bat was good enough, he would have forced his way into the lineup and. He really didn't. I mean, even when he got chances to play every day, which I granted weren't long stretches, but he didn't demand, you know, the extended punch. What did he have? One period where he hit, like, what, four home runs in a week and a half, and when he first got called up, and that was, and that pretty much had everybody, you know, that says it, thinking, oh, well, give Darren Ruff a chance to play every day because he did this for 1 week.
Yeah, but think about it. He's,
and I know
you're
not one of those, but
no, but
I've heard it so many times because he did
sure.
so well the first couple weeks that he was called up.
But
the times that he has
the thing,
extended
though.
Periods, he hasn't played that well.
He wasn't playing his natural position. He wasn't, you know, he only got a little, like, I feel like if you would just give him, you know, even like, two, 3 months.
If he got the kind of chances that Dominic Brown's gotten in this organization.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right, and that's the thing. Dominic Brown's gotten every chance to prove himself. And you know what? He had a half a season. He proved that
yeah.
he was good for a half a season. And now he's
he
back down to
play.
Being...
He stinks.
Yeah. We should have gotten rid of him when, you know, when we had the chance. And we could have gotten
mm-hmm.
the world for him.
Yeah, I mean, was it part of the hang-up why they didn't get Halliday the first time they tried to make a deal? It was because they didn't want to give up on Dominic Brown?
Yeah, we weren't willing to give up, what's-his-face, the pitcher who we ended up giving up, and
Dan Drabek.
Drabek, thank you, who, as much as I was very upset that we gave him up, he hasn't done diddly. So while I feel bad for the kid, I also feel very good that he didn't amount to anything.
Yeah, because then how frustrated will we have been? We don't make, you know, the World Series that year, and Drabek never does a thing, and it's, oh, yeah, we just didn't want to give up on Kyle Drabek.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, I mean, this is always the exciting time, and, you know, it's very rare, at least for the last, you know, decade or so, that we've really been in the complete another sell job mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, we certainly should have been the last two seasons necessarily, but, you know, this is, you know, it's time. It's time to sell off anything that's worth value. If it's not nailed down, you sell it, you know?
I was talking to Nicholas about it one time recently. He's like, oh, man, the Phillies stink now. I said, yeah, buddy, what you're watching now is kind of what we grew up with in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Yeah. I mean, think about it. We really only had that one good stretch in the early 90s when we were, you know, just getting into our teenage years.
Yeah,
and that was
93.
About it. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there were, I forget, was it 90, no, it wasn't 92, it was 94, but that was a strike-shortened season.
Year. We weren't good that year. 95,
yeah,
they started off good, and then went down the crapper.
But,
and funny note on that one, I was in a baseball camp, and we actually got to go down to Veterans Stadium, and we got to have a question and answer with Curt Schilling.
No,
and I remember asking him about whether or not he thought they could make the playoffs. And even though at the time they were only like three games off from the Atlanta Braves, he's like, oh, I feel like we could make the wild card. I don't know if we could catch the Braves. I'm like, geez, they're only three games out.
Jeez, it's not like you had three games left.
Yeah, right? It's not like I asked you this question with a week left in the season and you were down four games or something.
good old Kurt. Yeah, but it'll be interesting to see what goes down when it's all said and done. And probably personally, I hope they don't trade Papelbon just to hear his whiny little bitch. Just whine and whine and whine about
yeah,
how he didn't get traded.
I want to see if somebody can post it online, Angelo Cataldi's head actually explode if Papelbon is still here on August 1st. Because I really think it might.
Yeah, well, it would be comedy, that's for sure. So, well, we got about a minute and a half left in the show. If you want a quick call in, 347-989-0699. Certainly be a part of the show. We'll bring you on into the podcast. Yeah, this is kind of rare. We talked mostly Phillies this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all just kind of depends on what we're in the mood for. But I know we'll eventually be getting to our Eagles talk. But one thing I actually did want to talk about, and we'll talk more about it in the podcast
mm-hmm.
once we do our official sign-off, it's a little fantasy football. I know.
Okay.
I know us. We got our draft coming up in about a month.
Yep.
Our off season is about to start tomorrow at noon. So very exciting times for fantasy football people. Training camps are starting in a couple of weeks, so we really get to start to see what we got on maybe some of the fringe players that you may not know about, but. Well, I was going to say, looks like we're running out of time. Thanks for listening, everybody. We had a great time. It's good to be back. And hopefully, again, I know we say this every time, but we'll try to get a little bit more regularity into our shows. But I want to thank everybody for listening. See you on the podcast. So for the Philly Mick.
I'm the Philly Home.
Thanks for listening, Philadelphia. All right. in the podcast.
Ooh, all right, now we can let loose.
Yeah, woo! So, fantasy football time.
Yes.
It's a beautiful time of year.
It is. My favorite time of year.
Yeah. If I could, in all honesty, if I could just go to like 10 drafts, I think that would be awesome. And maybe like
I definitely don't like the online drafts. I know we're in two leagues where we do just online. I hate that. I love
it's not fun.
To me, my favorite part about fantasy football is draft night.
Yeah, you got with a bunch of friends.
Everybody's stones.
Yeah, exactly. You bust balls. Yeah, you have a few brews. You got some food in you. You have a good time.
Yeah.
It's definitely good times for everyone, but I know we got at least one that we know of.
Yeah, I don't know if the guys will. I'm telling you, what do you think? What will happen first? My birthday or the first discussion of when that draft is?
Ooh.
How do you like that for some betting odds?
That's the over under, huh? Man.
I still think someone will. Well, no, unless me and you do it, because me and you will.
Obviously,
we
have to take ourselves out.
Hey, can we talk about when the draft is? Otherwise, discounting me or you going in, when do you think is the first time, say, either Babin or senior?
Well, first, I think the question is, who's the person that does it, and when do they do it? If I had to make my choice, I'm going to say Babin, August 1st.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like once
to me,
the calendar.
I'm going to either Babin or senior. So since you took Babin, I'll take senior. And I
and
will.
And if it's senior, do you think he's going to wait?
Well, I think he'll definitely be after August 1st.
Okay. So you'll say you'll
see,
say
I don't think there'll
August
be any
1st?
Discussion before the 1st of August.
I mean, I can
see probably end up being like the 8th, being like, hey, so who wants to do it like next Sunday?
Yeah, right. Hey, I know football is starting in 3 days. Anybody want to draft tomorrow? good times.
Although I do think there's going to be an assumption, at least by Babin, that, hey, so the draft's the night of the first game, right?
Yeah.
I remember last year we had to have the other league that night. He said, okay, well, I'm calling it forever that this is our draft night.
Yes, and my response was, yeah, you can certainly do that all you want. Doesn't mean I'm going to be able to commit to it.
Yeah.
Well, and again,
my question to you is, are you fully on board with doing that league again this year?
I still don't know. As much as... You know, that's the thing. It's not that much money. It's $50. But I have
much
more fun.
It's the most expensive league I'm in. But yeah.
Right. And that's the thing. You know, I'm not willing to be in any of the huge money leagues. But, you know, I have more fun in our $20 league that we do, you know, here. You know, we had the draft and we have a good time and it's a dynasty league. And I have more fun in that league 10 times over than I do in the... In the $50 league. So,
well, if I had to say, like, the things I have the most fun in doing in fantasy football, like, the five biggest things would all be, you know, at least three of them would have to do with that league. You know, aside from, because I know, you know, even though I've won the last two championships, I don't win it every year, so that can't just be, you know, my favorite part, even. But... I'm actually trying very hard to avoid, you know, taunting and all this. But yeah, my other favorite thing to do is say make fun of Joe for his team.
Yeah, that's a good. That's always
See,
fun
that
when
a
you can make fun of your.
That's something we can all enjoy. That's something nine people get to do as opposed to just something where only one person gets to enjoy.
Yeah, it's always more fun when you can share with your buddies. But and that's the beauty of fantasy football. There's always that one team where you look at and you're like,
and I'm so used to that being me. And so it's fun that
that's
it's
the
not
thing.
Me.
Yeah, you certainly, although in perhaps in a year or so, you might have some definite tough decisions.
Oh, definitely. I do have some tough decisions on my roster.
So, but, well, yeah, and our, you know, as many people know that we often talk about our fantasy league, but, you know, we have a nice dynasty league. I've actually been contemplating starting up a super dynasty league that may consist of at least eight keepers.
At least eight keepers.
At least.
Oh, wow. You better hit some home runs in that first draft.
Yeah. Yeah, that, you know, and that's the thing. It's you know,
okay,
we're...
Okay, if you were to pick eight guys to keep on Joe's team, would you just take six and just be okay with an unfilled roster?
I don't know. It's not like, you know, he gets any extra picks.
Yeah. But it's just you really want to waste the roster spot on keeping eight guys.
Well, I mean, you know, that's
poor
the thing.
We're
Joe,
making so much fun of him. But.
I know. Joe has a bunch of very good intermediate players.
Yeah.
You know, he has, you know, his best player is Randall Cobb, for sure. You know, he has Tom Brady. He has Joik Bell. He has... You know, like, I don't know. Who's the wide receiver in Houston?
DeAndre Hopkins.
Thank you. He has DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
You know, he has. You know, he has a bunch of middle of the road kind of players. Now, don't get me wrong. With eight of them as keepers, you know, he may have. You may not have any top-line guys.
Yeah, but you have a lot of middle-of-the-road guys. Like, if I had to keep eight, like, right away, I know who my first six are.
Sure. And I know who my first six are, too.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, though. The
Evan
last two?
I would assume would be Olsen. And then I have to literally look to see who my eighth keeper would be.
Right, but chances are most teams are going to have one or two players that are like, oh, wow, that's terrible.
It's like, wow, you kept him?
Yeah. Meanwhile, Joe's worst keeper would probably be, you know, somebody like, you know, Lamar Miller or somebody, you know?
Yeah, not bad. Yeah.
Which isn't terrible.
No. He just wouldn't have that standout to where it's like, oh, well, he has Calvin Johnson, he has... Yeah, McCoy and Murray, and or like in your case, Jamal Charles.
I was gonna say, were you about to just name off all of your keepers?
No, I was about to get into yours. Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, that's funny. But
even his girlfriend, she has Peterson, right?
It's Peterson, Alshon Jeffrey, Breeze, and. I think she has another. Oh, Arian Foster.
Right,
so she has three pretty good. Obviously, Drew Brees is kind
of
taking a step. What?
I think she handed me one of my two losses.
Yeah, that sounds very possible.
Yeah, I think I was actually paying attention the last week or so of the regular season to hope that she missed the playoffs.
Well,
anyway, she didn't even really come close to the playoffs, did she?
I
think
no,
she was,
I don't
like,
think
the she... highlight of her season.
Wow. the power trip that comes with winning.
Oh, come on. You know who were you. You'd be doing the same thing.
Sure, and I have, you know, that's the thing. I win all these, like, non, you know, nobody cares about fantasy leagues,
yeah.
You know.
Well, leagues,
like,
yeah.
I'll win the baseball. Yeah, I'll win the baseball fantasy league. I'll win some random, you know, I like the auction league that we did.
Oh, yeah. Didn't we play each other in the finals? I don't think either of us. And then that became, once we realized we were in the championship, we decided we're not allowed to change our lineups for that championship game.
Yeah, I think I ended up losing the last week of the regular season as my first loss. I was broken. I was so upset. I was trying for the perfect season.
That would have been funny, because basically nobody paid attention to it. Did anybody make any roster? They better not have. Because if you did, and you didn't end up winning that, if you're the only one paying attention and you still lost, you better not admit that you were paying attention and trying to make moves every week.
I don't think I was aware that I was undefeated until like week 8. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Maybe I should like change my lineup once in a while. And I think that's pretty much when I did my first lineup change.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a lineup change then, and I think once I got to like the last couple of weeks, I started paying attention just to make sure that, you know, in hopes to get the perfect season. But alas, it did not happen.
But you did beat me in the championship in that, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't think I checked until like the next week.
Yeah, exactly. Those are the fantasy championships I win. I win the hockey champions, the fantasy league. I win the baseball fantasy league. You know, I win the leagues that nobody cares about.
Yeah.
What was that?
We should do a basketball fantasy league.
Yeah. Yeah, we should definitely do that because that would be terrible.
Yeah. Would I pay as much attention to that or I don't know, or to our fantasy baseball league?
I feel like you'd have to take more interest into baseball. Just because I know, like, me, football or basketball is probably your fourth sport.
Yeah.
And I don't know
if
you...
I've done a lot of the last couple of years, and I can't even really put my finger on why, but I've really had a lot more interest in the NBA the last couple of years.
I agree. I think, you know, it helps that, you know, I think at least for locally, while the Sixers may be pretty terrible, they're building towards something.
Feel like they're building towards something.
Exactly. So that helps, but...
Like, actually,
yeah,
attended more Sixers games this past year than Flyers games.
Ouch.
Granted, it was 1-0, but...
Well, I was going to say... That's awful.
Yeah,
well,
I went to one Sixer game, and it was like on a Monday night in, God, I want to say December or January.
Ouch.
Yeah, and it was basically just because I was off the Tuesday and Wednesday, and so I decided to go down on Monday. And like, me and Mike went down there. We were there probably about 2 hours or so before the start of the game. We parked down the side street for free. Walked in, got our $17 tickets, went up to the Xfinity where we got to walk right up to the bar and order our beers because nobody was down there on a Monday night. And
wow. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to show you. You know, hopefully with Okafor, they'll be a little bit better, but you know, as far as fantasy is concerned, I don't really know much about fantasy basketball other than... LeBron James is good. Anthony Davis is good. I was the sad thing is, I was actually in a fantasy league this past year for basketball. I did terrible.
Well, let me guess, you didn't have either one of those players, so...
Oh, I did actually have Anthony Davis, and I literally got a trade offer like 8 times a week for Anthony Davis. And you know what? I have no idea if any of them were any good. I could have been getting the world, and I would have not known it. All I know is
that's what makes it hard to do a fantasy trade, you know, with a guy who doesn't know what he's talking about in the sport. But I know we're about to get cut off.
Now
I know. Do our sign-off.
Yeah, we got 10 seconds. We are not getting cut off by Block Talk. Thanks for listening, Philadelphia. We love you. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. For the Philly Mick,
I'm the Philly Hunk.
Thanks for listening, Philadelphia. Good night.
Fuck your Block Talk, lady.
Yeah. Not going to get us this time.
All
later. Right.